From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, President Moon Jae-in arrives in Britain for the G7 summit. Bishop Lazaro Yoo Hyung-sik is appointed to a senior Vatican position. And North Korean leader Kim Jong-un tells military to be on high alert amid the fast-changing situation on the Korean Peninsula. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Jim Bully. President Moon Jae-in arrived in Britain on Friday to join the Group of Seven summit, which will be held for 3 days until Sunday in Cornwall. G7 and guest leaders are set to discuss COVID-19 vaccines and climate change. As Kim Bum-soo reports, Moon may have to deal with some sensitive issues while in Cornwall, as Seoul walks a thin line on China and Japan issues.
Along with India, Australia and South Africa, South Korea is invited as a guest to the Group of Seven meeting as the world's wealthiest democracies seek to tackle issues related to the COVID-19 pandemic and climate change. During this year's gathering, the G7 leaders are expected to commit to sharing at least 1 billion coronavirus shots with struggling countries around the globe. They are also expected to endorse a minimum global tax rate on corporations of at least 15%, an initiative the finance ministers of the member nations agreed last weekend. Attending three sessions of the expanded G7, South Korean President Moon Jae-in will share his Green New Deal initiative aimed at harnessing investment in green technology in a bid to recover from the pandemic, according to the presidential office in Seoul. As Seoul walks a fine line between the U.S. and China, Moon will also join discussions on Beijing's economic coercion, an issue that will be raised by Australia. On the sidelines of the G7 summit, Moon will hold separate talks with the leaders of Britain, Australia, and the European Union, but it is uncertain if the South Korean president will meet Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga amid strained bilateral ties. After wrapping up his stay in Britain, Moon will continue on to a state visit to Austria from Sunday to Tuesday, and then he will head to Spain for another 3-day state visit. Kim Bum-soo, KBS World Radio News.
A South Korean has been appointed to a secretary position at the Vatican for the first time. Pope Francis on Friday named Bishop Lazaro Yoo Hyung-sik, head of Korea's Catholic Diocese of Daejeon, as the new prefect of the Congregation for the Clergy. The 69-year-old has also been promoted to archbishop. The Congregation for the Clergy is the Vatican arm that oversees matters regarding priests and deacons, as well as seminaries. It's the first time in the history of the Holy See that a South Korean has been appointed to a senior position.
You're now listening to the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul, Korea.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has presided over a Central Military Commission meeting of the ruling Workers' Party and called for a high alert posture against what he called the fast-changing situation on the Korean Peninsula. The Korean Central News Agency said Saturday that an extended meeting of the Central Military Commission took place Friday, chaired by Kim. According to state media, Kim said the People's Army must maintain a high alert posture and staunchly carry out ruling party guidelines and policies on building up the army without an inch of deviation. The report said the commission also discussed important tasks to boost combat power and bring about a transition in the overall national defense sector in accordance with revolutionary needs and the fast-changing situation around the peninsula. The Biden administration is launching a review of U.S. missile defense policies, strategies, and capabilities set to continue for the next few months. In a press release Friday, the Defense Department said the Missile Defense Review, or MDR, will address growing threats from countries such as Iran, North Korea, Russia, and China, who are all maturing their missile technology. It quoted Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense Leonor Tomero as saying Wednesday before the Senate Armed Services Committee that the review will look at the threat in the changing security environment and how the U.S. can improve and have effective and affordable missile defense. Tomero also said in the Senate hearing that the review is part of the National Defense Strategy that should be completed by January 2022. She said the review will focus on ensuring the US has an affordable defense against rogue states' intercontinental ballistic missiles, and that defense must protect against limited attacks by ICBMs and also limit their use as a threat. The United States Indo-Pacific Command on Friday announced the commencement of the Red Flag Aerial Combat Training exercise involving the US, South Korea, and Japan. On its website, the command said the Red Flag Alaska drill kicked off Thursday after last year's reduced exercise and two cancellations due to the Department of Defense travel restriction and the COVID-19 pandemic. The command said this is the first one with international participants since a US-only exercise was held last August. Continuing through June 25th, the drill will mobilize 1,500 troops and over 100 aircraft, including from the South Korean Air Force and Japan's Air Self-Defense Force. South Korea reported new COVID-19 cases in the 500s for a second straight day on Friday. The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency said Saturday that 565 new infections were registered throughout Friday, raising the country's accumulated total to 147,422. Of the new cases, 525 are local transmissions and 40 are from overseas. The greater metro area accounts for nearly 400 of the domestic cases. Daily infections have been in the 400 to 700 range over the past 6 weeks as sporadic clusters continue to pop up. Johnson & Johnson's Janssen COVID-19 vaccines supplied to South Korea were not produced in the Baltimore factory that was forced to destroy 60 million doses over contamination fears, the health ministry said Saturday. South Korea has been administering Janssen's single-shot vaccine since Thursday after the U.S. Department government donated 1 million doses to Korean armed forces. A total of 453,732 people have received the vaccine in the first 2 days of inoculation in Korea, according to the Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency. As concerns grow over the Janssen vaccine following media reports over its safety, health authorities said the vaccine doses administered here were not from the troubled Baltimore facility. The government plans to announce its plan on COVID-19 vaccination for the third quarter next week. According to government officials on Friday, the vaccination task force will announce next Thursday who will be eligible to receive shots in the July to September period, as well as how many people will be vaccinated in the third quarter with what products. Earlier, the government had said it aims to complete first-shot vaccinations for 36 million people, or 70% of the population, by September. The Korean Cultural Center in Argentina will host a K-pop dance competition virtually on Sunday, covering the entire Latin America region. The event, in its 12th edition, will be broadcast live around the world through the center's YouTube and Facebook page. 11 groups from 8 countries have earned a spot in the main competition after over 220 groups from 14 Central and South American nations competed in the preliminaries. The judging panel includes Argentine actress Soledad Silveira and other internet influencers and choreographers who will choose the best K-pop cover dance group in Latin America. National K-pop contest winners from Spain, Brazil, Mexico and Argentina will also perform Korean boy band BTS's songs during the broadcast. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. I'm Jim Bully. You can also catch our news from our website at world.kbs.co.kr.
KBS World Radio.